It's another busy day of headlines out of Washington. A second woman has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was in Burlington to speak to students at UVM during a rally for action on climate change today, and I caught up with Senator Sanders shortly after his speech. I started by asking him if he thinks the Trump administration should withdraw Kavanaugh's nomination.
I think what has got to happen right now is that Chuck Grassley, who is chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has got to understand that these very, very serious allegations from two very credible people are given the analysis and given the discussion that is needed. And I think what we need is an FBI investigation. I think Grassley has got to postpone any vote on the committee until these allegations are thoroughly dealt with. I think the two individuals, if they're going to come before the committee, have got to be treated with a great deal of respect. Kavanaugh has a right, obviously, to respond to that criticism. But the most important point right now is not to rush this through for political purposes. Look, I announced, probably 6 weeks ago that I was going to vote against Kavanaugh because I'm absolutely convinced that if he were seated, he would be one of the hard right majority working against workers, against women's rights, against the environment. Campaign finance reform. So I was, very public about being in opposition to him. But the allegations have come out, and you have people now in the Senate, some Republicans who I think have got to think hard about these allegations and about whether Kavanaugh has been honest or not. So most importantly, Grassley has got to postpone any vote on the committee.
If it does make it through the committee to the Senate floor, what are you prepared to do to...
Well, we're going to work as hard as we can. We think even before these allegations, let's be clear, we have a corrupt campaign finance system now. Many people don't know that. That system is a result of a 5-4 Supreme Court decision on the disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. We have voter suppression taking place. That's a result of a 5-4 Supreme Court decision undermining the Voting Rights Act. So this is a very, very important moment. And above and beyond these terribly serious allegations from two credible women, it is important that we not have another hard right member of the U.S. Supreme Court. So I will do everything I can to oppose this nomination.
But given that there's a Republican majority in the Senate, do you feel like there is anything you can do beyond?
I do. I think you have several Republican senators who have indicated throughout their careers that they are pro-choice, that they believe a woman, correctly, has the right to control her body. And I think the people of those states, and we'll do what we can, should weigh in to make sure that those senators are not voting for Mr. Kavanaugh. So point being, no matter what happens on the committee, we got to continue that fight if it gets to the floor.
Just finally, the midterm elections are a matter of weeks away. How optimistic are you feeling at this point that Democrats could take majorities in Congress?
I'm not one who speculates. I don't know who will control the House. I don't know who will control the Senate. A lot of very tight races that are out there. All I can say is that I will do everything that I can to drive voter turnout up, to get working people and young people involved in the political process. We are at a pivotal moment in American history, and we have got to end one-party rule in Washington. Right-wing Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. They're moving this country in a very bad direction, and that has got to change.
Senator Sanders, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.